Talk Live, man. It's your show. If you take control, 800-259-5791. All you have to do is dial that number, and our board operator will very quickly screen your call. It's just a matter of finding out who you are, where you're from, and in a few words, what you want to talk about. It's not 20 questions like most call screening situations and most talk shows are. We'll let you call about anything from a political issue to a personal problem, 1-800-259-5791, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website, and they're totally free. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. There are no hoops you have to jump through. You just go to freetalklive.com and get them.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So then, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight, and I still want to catch up on some emails, man, which if we get a chance. But, of course, your calls are primary at 800-259-5791. And then, actually, we talked last night about Walmart. And Walmart being the number one retailer, the number one employer, period. I mean, it's a phenomenon. I mean, it's something that actually comes up from time to time on this show. And
sure.
Last night, somebody called in to protest the fact that Walmart is utilizing RFID chips in their products that they sell. And we kind of explored that concept a little bit. And it seems like it's a new technology. It could be very beneficial to people. And there's kind of a bit of a dark side, I suppose, to it as well. But that's not where I want to go tonight with Walmart. There's news now that one of their CEOs, one of their executives, is pushing for an increase in the minimum wage. We'll tell you what that means and why I think that's a very, very bad thing. That's going to be coming up. But first, let's go to the email box. This one from Jason. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, good cops. Frequently, man, which we talk about cops on this show.
Yes, we do.
And I would say 9.5 times out of 10, if not more often, we're talking about bad cops.
Generally, that's what news is, bad news.
Right. And so, frequently, I always throw it out there. I throw out there the offer, hey, if you got a good cop story, we would like to hear it. Because I, even though I like to bring the bad cop stories to the forefront, it's always nice to know that there are still some good guys out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jason says, I know a good cop. Or, I used to know a good cop. I know a person that was a cop. He worked for a small police station. The station was rather non-corrupt. He was a stand-up citizen and a police officer. He stood for personal rights, and he didn't let the power go to his head. When I was a minor, he purchased alcohol for us. This while he was in school for law enforcement, just because he disagreed with the laws. He stood for what he felt was right and just. Now for the part where he is actually a cop. A new chief was elected in the town. The chief came in and started doing things like breaking up public demonstrations at a hospital that was firing one of its well-respected doctors. He started targeting speeders that were doing 3 miles an hour over the limit, harassing teenagers and adults for being out too late or too early.
A tough guy.
Yeah, and generally acting like an a-hole. In his words, a bad cop. So the good cop is now working underneath the bad cop, and he has a family, and he just had a kid, and the bad cop, the chief, calls him into his office, and then fires him for not ticketing the 3 mile an hour speeders,
okay.
People who are going 3 miles an hour over, and generally for just not being on his side, the bad cop's side.
Right.
So the bad cop fires the good cop, or the good cops quit. Wait, this or the good cops quitting, this is why almost all cops are bad, which is what one of our other emailers suggested before. He suggested that, find me a good cop. He said, find me a good cop because I think that they get run out of the squad because of two reasons. They either just get fired or they just get sick of it. They just either get sick of seeing all the corruption, they get sick of seeing all the malfeasance around them, and they just throw up their hands in disgust and give up. Or they just turn a blind eye to it, because they know that if they speak out about it, they know if they speak out about how their superior, for instance, is skimming money from the evidence room, or taking cocaine from the evidence room, or who knows what, then somebody's going to get in trouble, and it's most likely going to be the person who's ratting out the superiors. So his suggestion was, good cops don't tend to make it very long. in the police departments. And in this case, this guy got fired. So the good part of the story, though, according to Jason, is that the chief was elected by the city council. It's an appointed position.
Right.
So now the good cop that was fired, he has no job, so he runs for city council. He got elected by the citizens who are angry that he got fired, and they know him to be a good guy, so therefore the good cop now has the power to fire the bad cop, and the bad cop resigned.
Mm.
So Jason says the American electoral system does still work, kind of. It's nice to know that there's a good cop story out there still. And if you've got one, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Right, what do you think of that, Manwich? Nice little story.
It you know, it turned out nice.
Yeah. So let's talk about Walmart, shall we? New York, Walmart CEO Lee Scott says he's urging Congress to consider raising the minimum wage so that Walmart customers don't have to struggle paycheck to paycheck.
Is this the state Congress, I guess?
Not sure.
I think it must be.
He told executives in a speech Monday that he believes it to be time for Congress. I mean, they're using terms like Congress. I think that means nationwide. This is a nationwide article from CNN Money. He told Congress to take a look at the minimum wage and other legislation that can help working families. According to CEO Scott, the U.S. minimum wage of $5.15 an hour has not been raised in nearly a decade, and we believe it's out of date with the times. We can see firsthand at Walmart how many of our customers
are... Great, then pay your employees more, you jerk.
Well,
force people into stuff.
They are. They pay usually over $5.15 an hour.
I'm not saying that. Just go ahead. I mean, you know, pay your employees more. If you want, if
you're not talking to him,
yes, I am. If he thinks that $5.15 an hour is outdated and not enough, then pay his employees more than $5.15 an hour. He's free to do that. Don't go legislating what people have to work for.
He's not saying his employees are the ones with the problems.
I hope that it doesn't sound like I'm saying that his employers are the ones with the problems.
No. He's not.
I'm telling him. I'm empowering him to go above the $5.15 an hour.
He already is. Most Walmart people
get
paid more than that.
Get his freaking legislation out of my business.
Okay, but you see what's going on here, Manwich?
Precisely what's going on. This jackass is saying that we should raise the minimum wage nationwide to something above $5.15 an hour. And
do you understand why
he thinks it's too little?
Do you know why he's doing this?
To drive other mom-and-pop businesses out.
That's what I think. Because you don't get to be a CEO without knowing a thing or two about business and the economy. There's two choices here. This guy is either totally ignorant to economics, like most people are. I mean, really, most people don't know that the minimum wage is a terrible thing for the economy. That the minimum wage actually puts poor people out of jobs. Every time you raise the minimum wage by a certain percentage, you put poor blacks and whites and Hispanics out of jobs as a result of that. And if you go talk to any economist worth their salt, they'll be able to back that up.
I would think handicapped people are probably affected.
Disadvantaged people will be affected the most. And businesses on the edge, businesses that are, as you put it, mom and pop, the ones that are maybe just barely making the rent payments every month, maybe they're just barely making it on the power bills and all that. Then all of a sudden they discover by congressional decision they have to pay their employees extra. Where's it going to come from? If you're just breaking even, what are you going to do about that?
Well, you're going to cut your employees' hours down.
That's possible.
You're going to... can an employee.
Might just fire one of them, sure. Make one of them take up the slack.
And work more yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to raise your prices.
Yep.
Because you have to.
Well, these are all options. You can do a little bit of each, or you can go crazy on one. You can just raise your prices all around and not fire anyone. We'll come back and discuss this more, because this is...
assuming people keep buying.
You know, I've kind of been on Walmart's side up until this point, but... man, this is making me angry. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today. With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the silver Liberty dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the updates there whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and of course you can get on for free, updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Walmart and their CEO, Lee Scott, who has been apparently personally lobbying Congress for an increase in the minimum wage.
Is that because he's a good guy?
Well, that's how he's trying to make it seem. He says it hasn't been raised in nearly a decade, and we can see firsthand at Walmart how many of our customers are struggling to get by. Our customers simply don't have the money to buy basic necessities between paychecks. This guy, again, he either has to be totally stupid,
yeah,
and I don't think you can be totally stupid and be a CEO of any major company, or he has to be trying to put people out of business. He has to be trying to do damage to his competitors. which is exactly what businesses use government for, the more unscrupulous ones. Now, to be fair to Walmart, Walmart has certainly had the government used against it in a variety of different ways. I mean, I'm sure only the Walmart executives could count the amount of ways that government has creeped into their business plan and just told them what to do and told them they have to do certain things and they have to follow all kinds of regulations, etc. So, I mean, I feel for Walmart in that case. Like, for instance, when they try and buy property and a local activist group will prevent them from buying that property, they'll, you know,
meet with the city council.
Yeah, they'll meet with the city council and say, we don't want Walmart in our town. And so, therefore, the city council will just say, well, we're not going to let you build in our city. Even though it's supposed to be America, you're supposed to be able to buy property from people and put stuff on it. So I feel for Walmart on that side of things, but here they are. They're just as guilty as everybody else out there of coming to mommy government and saying, will you please help us get rid of our competition? Because that's what this is. That's the translation here. What he's saying is, hey, let's help our customers and raise the minimum wage. But really, that doesn't help anybody. And the reason for it is because if you raise the minimum wage, it's $5.15 an hour. Just think about this. If you've never thought about this before, it's critical. Because a lot of people don't understand this issue.
They think that if you pay, make the minimum wage higher, then people get paid more money.
And not true.
They might get paid.
They get paid more money.
They get paid more money, but it's not
worth
as much.
There's no extra value there.
No.
So imagine this.
I mean, what would happen tomorrow if we raised the minimum wage to $50 an hour? Would suddenly all the minimum wage people be rich? No.
No. They'd be just as poor.
Maybe for a couple of days. I mean, possibly. But,
Man, if it was that drastic of an increase, I don't think it would be a couple of days.
You know,
because you'd instantly have to raise your prices.
Right. A loaf of bread would go from $2 a loaf
to $17.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to do. Do you understand?
Yep.
800-259-5791. We'll come back to some more of this, but let's go to Sheridan in Texas. Sheridan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I was listening to the podcast earlier today.
Yes, sir.
I heard you guys talking about RFID, and I had to call in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually graduated in December from college with a computer science degree.
Excellent.
And so we've discussed RFID quite a bit in my last year of school, and I've been following it since then. And there are two stories I thought you guys would be interested in, since you didn't really see any problem, it sounded like, with RFID.
I see a bit of a problem.
I can see that there could be a dark side to it.
Okay, well, the first thing is there is a Texas House bill right now that has already passed committee and is getting ready to go to a general vote. I'll be happy to post the link to the House bill on the BBS. There's
great.
No real point in giving that over the air.
Very good.
It actually mandates that RFIDs, starting in 2006, will be placed in all the inspection stickers on the vehicles.
Hmm.
And that electronic readers will be placed along roadsides, and that insurance companies will be required to provide all of their information on their clients to a special department that will place this in a database so that when you drive past an electronic reader, it can check and see if you have insurance. And if you're driving without insurance, you immediately get sent a $250 fine.
Whew. Could it also theoretically catch you for speeding as well?
In theory, yes. The bill doesn't specify that. But I have actually seen people theorize they could do it for speeding.
Now, let's be fair, Sheridan. I mean, would you agree with us that there are a lot of really positive, cool uses for RFID
as well? Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so the real problem isn't the technology.
Oh, no.
It's the government.
Absolutely. It's,
right.
It's that people get so wrapped up in the technology that they don't really, you know, play watchdog on what the government's actually doing with it.
Well, most people don't play watchdog on what the government is doing. So, did you have another?
I did. The company that produces OxyContin.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Who is chemical that? Maker.
I've got it. I'll post
it really
to CBS too.
Merck.
Anyways,
Merck,
no, it's not Merck. I'll post it to CBS.
Okay.
Anyway. They are running a test with law enforcement agencies. They've provided 100 RFID readers to law enforcement agencies because they've started putting RFID chips on all of their bottles.
Bottles of OxyContin.
How interesting.
The RFID chip actually will have an electronic trail that tells it the date and time it was manufactured, all the way down to who it was handed to in the pharmacy.
Wow.
I don't think that's going to result in anything but a bunch of thrown-away pill bottles.
Right. Well, yeah. I thought about that, but then what I thought about is, because they're doing it so that when people get caught with them, supposedly they can trace it back to where they got it, to the source, and find out who's dealing it.
Right.
What I thought about is how many people have illegally got pharmacy prescriptions sitting in their cupboard that are illegal because they're past an expiration date.
Sure.
It's certainly possible.
Probably plenty.
I mean, it's a bit of a stretch to think that they'll go after out-of-date prescriptions, but God, I don't want to give them a chance
I don't think they're going to go after it, but I can really see them coming to your house for whatever reason, for, you know, they get called for a domestic dispute or whatever.
Random terrorist check.
Right. Well, but while they're there for something else, they end up not getting any dirt on you while they're there, but then, hey, their reader goes off and you have some expired pills and you've just pissed them off, so.
Yep. That's about how it works with the cops. I mean, when they come in and if they can find anything to arrest you for, they will.
I haven't seen a case yet, and that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened somewhere, because it probably has. It probably has. Of people being arrested for out-of-date pills that are in their name or in some family member's name in their house.
Yeah, I certainly haven't heard of that either.
But, I mean, you know, my mom's got a whole cabinet full of just out-of-date pills. She won't throw anything away.
Yeah.
I mean, I go through them there on a regular basis and throw them away because I know that some things, you know, go bad after a period of time.
Sure. You could probably go through an entire neighborhood of houses and you'd be arresting probably at least 50% of the people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could pretty much arrest whoever you wanted to on that sort of thing.
Sheridan, good call, man. So what we have to do is we have to just stop the government from growing. We need to cut it back down to size, and then RFID won't be a threat to anybody. No more than, for instance, cameras are a threat. I mean, cameras are great for security purposes, but they're dangerous to us when they're mounted on red lights, for
instance. That's true.
So, good call, Sheridan. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Walmart and the minimum wage and how it's going to affect you. Because it will. It doesn't matter if you're being paid the minimum wage or not. It will affect you. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we just give you everything for free on the website, the archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it on the house, then maybe you want to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It's really easy. It's quick. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to our friends over at podcastalley.com, where we are ranked in the top 10 podcasts in the world, thanks to your votes. And it's very simple. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. You punch in your email address. You click vote now. They send you a confirmation email. You open that up, click a link inside it, and you're done. Very fast. And it's helpful to us because it brings us more new listeners.
Absolutely.
Us being in the top 10 out of 8,000-plus podcasts definitely brings us more attention.
Well, that's where media people go to find out where the new show, what the new thing is, this podcasting. What is this? Exactly. I need to find out more about it.
So check it out, vote.freetalklive.com. Walmart, the CEO of Walmart, advocating for a minimum wage increase, talking to the U.S. Congress, saying, "Our customers are struggling to get by. We see firsthand at Walmart," he says. What is it that you see firsthand exactly?
And how does it get up the ladder to this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's ever pushed a cart around
register.
Walmart.
Yeah. What do you see there at Walmart? Is it the people that just look poor? Is that how you can tell they're struggling to get by? Is it when they're counting out pennies from their pocket to buy a pack of cigarettes with? Is that what it is? How about these people that are struggling to get by? How about we look into their finances? How about we take a look into their personal finances and find out what it is that they spend their money on? You think they have a car loan? House, a home loan? Maybe also have a cigarette habit? Or an alcohol habit? Or maybe even worse, a hard drug habit or something like that? You think that might be contributing to them struggling to get by?
Well, I don't think that one can say that every poor person in America has got some bad habit or
certainly
another.
Not.
But
I wasn't saying
that. I think that you can say that minimum wage is Mickey Mouse economics.
Oh, yeah.
It screws with inflation, and that's all it does is inflates deflates the value of currency by inflating costs. Nobody benefits. A few people are hurt because, essentially, it's sort of a ripple effect, and it starts with the minimum wage people, and they earn a little bit more quickly, but then the prices change, and right. So the prices change, but not necessarily those raises don't go up the line, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah,
so if you're making
true.
$6.15 an hour, and the minimum wage was $5.15 an hour, and they raised it to $5.75,
right.
And, well, you're not likely to go from $6.15 to $6.85 just because... of that, but
plus that's a real shot at employees that have been with you for a little while. Again, if you're a wage earner, only I think 97% of the main income earners in a household are making more than minimum wage.
Yes.
So if you're making $7 an hour at a menial job like running a cash register, and again, Walmart does pay above the minimum wage. So if you're making $7 an hour, and the new hirees that they have coming in are coming in at $6. So even they are coming in at $6 an hour. Then when that minimum wage hike comes up and it goes up to $6.15 or $6.50 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the newbies just got a raise and you didn't. That actually creates some real strife in the workplace because you've been working there. To get $7 an hour starting from $5.50 or wherever you started, you had to work really hard. I mean, you had to, break your butt to get those make those customers happy and make your bosses happy and get the
show up good, to work on time every day.
Get the good progress report that they give out, the yearly review.
That seems to be the biggest problem with employees, from what I can tell, is getting to work on time every day.
Well, you've managed to show up on time enough, and you managed to do your job well enough that you've gotten several raises over the years, and here they are, by law, mandating that the new guys get closer to your level of pay. Wait a minute, you don't have the skills that I do. How is it that you get an extra 75 cents an hour? Well, Congress passed a law. Oh, great.
Well, I think you need to put the other end of the equation on it, too, is that because these people have gotten their minimum wage hike, the prices of everything's just gone up because it costs more to produce things now.
Absolutely.
Just that quick. And if you're making the slightly above the minimum wage, and you now after the increase, it's slightly above, but it was, you know, an amount above, then your dollars, you're getting paid the same, and the price of everything basically just went up.
Yeah, it's disgusting. If you're for the minimum wage, we want to hear from you. 800-259-5791. Really, the only reasons you could be for the minimum wage is if you're totally ignorant, and that's okay. I was there once. I didn't know anything about the minimum wage when I was, 7 years ago. I didn't
know when I was working for, I think it was $3.35 when I was a teenager. I would have loved the idea that it went up. Well, I'll get more money.
You had no idea as to what the ramifications were. And all you really have to do is just think about it. Really, put your mind to it. And so you either are totally ignorant, or you actually want to hurt your competition. You want to hurt people, because that's really what it does. It hurts people.
Well, unfairly hurt the competition. Everybody wants to hurt the competition.
Right. Yeah, unfairly. Use the guns of government. Use the force and the violence of government to harm your competition. 800-259-5791. Quick email from Brian. Subject, national IDs. The email address here is ftl@freetalklive.com. Brian says, "Hey, FTL, I've never really understood why national IDs are all that bad. As far as I can tell, our driver's licenses seem to serve as an almost identical function already. While they are state-issued, they're considered a valid form of identification across all states, businesses, etc. What are the reasons for the libertarian stance against national IDs?"
Don't ask me. I've never, thought it was that big of a deal. But
well, I think what the objection is that all of the databases would be tied in together, that there would be a centralized national database of driver's licenses instead of 50 different databases all around the country. I mean, that's centralization of power is certainly something that libertarians are against.
Yeah.
The more decentralized something is, the more we favor it. So, therefore, we like local government better than we like state government, better than we like national government.
Yes.
Better than we like world government. So, would you like a world ID card, Brian? I mean, would that make you realize how, this could be a bad idea? That people who are people who are in power, that you don't even know who they are, would have access to your information?
And let's not forget that there's little fees involved with driver's licenses and that kind of thing. And they would just get bigger and more numerous.
Plus, when what you have today, you've got 50 states with identification. They all have different things on them. There's certainly some similarities. I mean, most of them have your address, most of them have your name and all some basic stuff, but some of them have your Social Security number.
Yeah.
Some of them do not.
Some of them, actually, the state ID number is the Social Security number. It used to be that way. I don't know if it still is.
That's true. So there are some subtle differences between them. And to some extent, that means there's a little bit of competition. It's not much, because it's bureaucracy, and they're certainly not intending to compete.
They don't care about
one
competition very much.
They don't really care about it. It's not really a big deal, but it does exist to some extent. And so it's just a matter of consolidating the power. It's just a matter of giving the federal government more control over the states. Really, that's the other thing. Because right now, the states determine what's on their licenses. With the new Real ID Act, which was passed, by the way, earlier this year, with the new Real ID Act, states don't even have a say anymore. The government says you have to have this, you have to have biometric information, an RFID chip, you have to have all this stuff in there, or else we're going to withdraw you from all federal programs. Well, what's that mean? We'll come back and talk about it. If you're for the national ID or anything else you want to bring up, 800-259-5791, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and go add yourself to our listener map. We've got over 300 people on there now. At map.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. You just go and punch in your name and your location, and you can put up a picture of yourself if you'd like and put a little phrase in there, and you can map yourself. And you can find out who else in your area is listening to Free Talk Live.
There's so many on here, it's getting kind of slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm concerned because we
have... to crash their little map.
I don't know. It is cool, though. You should check it out. map.freetalklive.com, and of course, it's totally free. So Brian emailed in asking about the national ID card. He says, why is it that you libertarians are against the national ID? Well, because it's consolidation of power. It's a further destruction of state sovereignty. When this country was founded, the whole idea was there were supposed to be 50 separate states, and those states were to be able to pass laws that, as long as they didn't conflict with the Constitution, they could kind of customize themselves. So one state might have been a little different from the other, and to an extent it is that way today. However, the federal government has been using every single opportunity it has come across to destroy the individuality or sovereignty of each state. And so this is yet another way that they're doing that. They're saying with this Real ID Act that they passed earlier this year, they're saying, okay, now the Department of Homeland Security is in charge of identification, and you will submit your state driver's licenses to this list of requirements, or we will cut you off from all federal programs. All of your citizens will no longer be able to participate in federal programs. For instance, Social Security, going to the airport. They will cut you off from going to the airport as well. I mean, so really...
That'd be a good trick.
Yeah, we're talking about a severe change of gears for any state that refuses the real ID. It's totally unlikely that any of them will. However, I sure would like to see it happen. Because I feel like this could be the silver bullet for the freedom movement. And maybe I'm wrong. I certainly could be. But if what they're saying is true... And that all we have to do to be withdrawn from all participation in federal programs is to refuse the real ID? Boy, that seems like just a blessing in disguise to me. Go ahead, refuse the real ID. Go ahead, shut us off. Who cares? Who needs you anyway? We can make it work without having to have federal programs. I mean, gosh, if we were able to pull out from all these federal programs, that would mean we wouldn't have to pay for them anymore, right?
One would assume.
I mean, if you're not going to let me participate in Social Security, if you're not going to let me take money out eventually because of our lack of participation in real ID, then how dare you suggest that I should have to put money into it?
I doubt they'd go after all the federal programs. I think you'd probably see, you know, highway funds dry up.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
All I know is the threat.
National Merit Scholars.
All I know is that's the threat that they're
right.
using. That's what the federal government is saying. They're saying, you better do it, or else. Well, go ahead. Give us the or else. Because I don't want it. I will not take the real ID. As a matter of fact, we've had people call into this show before that have said they're not going to take it. They will resist it. In Great Britain, they just implemented a national ID system.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a website there that is dedicated to having people sign up in opposition to it. So people in Britain are standing up against it. Hopefully a lot of people here in America will stand up against it as well. So I hope that answers your question, Brian, as far as why us libertarians don't really support national IDs. 800-259-5791. Pills, Manwich. Let's talk about the wheelchair man and the pills. He was looking for some pain pills, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'll start with this article, and it'll come to the facts, okay? It's a National Review article. Richard Pei sits in a wheelchair behind walls and razor wire in a high-security prison near Daytona Beach. Pei is a 46-year-old father of three and a paraplegic. His condition is the result of a car accident and a botched back surgery and a case of multiple sclerosis. Three setbacks have left him in a chronic, debilitating state of pain. I'll bet, right?
Yeah.
Like car wreck, bad back surgery, and multiple sclerosis tossed in for fun.
Yikes.
I bet he's got a chronic, debilitating state of pain. I'll bet he is in a maddening amount of pain.
All the time.
Yeah. After moving to Florida from New Jersey, Pei found it was increasingly difficult to get prescriptions for the pain medication he needed.
Mm.
But, you know, this is the Rush Limbaugh case, essentially. They're after pain meds in Florida.
Yeah.
To support his family and be a parent to his children, he needed to be able to function normally, and it was very difficult to get this
yeah,
stuff.
If you're in shrieking pain all the time, you can't exactly do normal things.
Pei's difficulties finding treatment were in large part due to federal and state government efforts to prevent the illegal use, or diversion, as the feds call it, of prescription pain medicine. Doctors say doctors today face fines, suspension, the loss of license or practice, the seizure of property, or even prison time in the event that drug cops, most of whom have no medical training, decide they're prescribing too many painkillers. As a result, physicians are understandably apprehensive about aggressively treating pain. As you can imagine.
Right. So if you're a doctor, if you're Dr. Manwich, and I come to you and I say, Manwich, look, doc, I am in some serious pain. I know that Loratab works really well for me. Those ibuprofens, don't do it. Loratab works.
Right. And Loratab's less likely to affect your health than ibuprofen,
right,
too.
You'll say, okay, I'll prescribe you some Loratab, and then I get my prescription and use it up, and then I come back and say, I got to have more. I mean, that works. Thank you. I need to have more. Well, I don't know if I can prescribe you anymore, because if I prescribe too much within a certain period of time, the DEA is going to come a knocking.
We'll and I don't back. Know how much that is.
Yeah, we'll come back. The doctors don't even know what the limits are?
I bet they don't.
800-259-5791, your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. Bring up whatever you want, from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with hundreds of people, almost 1,000. We're on the very brink of 1,000 participants at the bulletin board system, and well over 62,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all totally free at freetalklive.com. So we are talking about a man in a wheelchair who has, let me see if I remember this correctly, multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
He's paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the third thing?
Well, he was in a car wreck, and a botched back surgery resulted in paralysis.
Okay. So he's paralyzed in a wheelchair in constant pain, chronic pain, and he's trying to get some meds.
Yep.
He's trying to get some relief.
Yeah.
And he's having trouble.
Trouble? He's in prison.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like many pain patients, Paye found himself at the blunt end of such policies, these policies being policies of not allowing the diversion of the pain medication by tracking how many, you know, pain meds that doctors prescribe, and they prescribe too many, which God knows how many that is, then, you know, the DEA cracks down on them.
Aye. Okay.
He went from doctor to doctor looking for someone to give him the medication that he needed. By the time he eventually turned to his old New Jersey doctor for help, he'd already attracted the attention of the Florida Drug Control Authorities.
Oh, no.
What happened next is disputed, but it ended with Paye getting arrested, getting his home raided, and eventually getting convicted of drug distribution.
What?
Yep. Paella insists his old doctor wrote him the prescriptions he needed. The Florida pharmacists who testified on his trial back him up, but the doctor says he forged the prescriptions. For his part, Paella holds no animus against his former doctor. Cops gave the doctor a devil's bargain. Give Paella up or face 25 years to life imprisonment for the excessive prescribing of painkillers. Pay still maintains that the prescriptions are legitimate, but understands why his doctor turned against him.
So let me see if I understand this. He went around Florida doctors, mm-hmm. tried to get the prescriptions. Nobody would give it to him. So he went back to his New Jersey doctor and said, help me out. His New Jersey doctor sent him prescriptions. We don't know how many. They're now, they went after him, and then they said, okay, you better roll over on this guy, or else we're going to put you away for 25 years. So the New Jersey doctor said, I didn't write them all, right? He say he didn't write them all, or he didn't write any of them?
Apparently, he's saying that forged them all. Forged them.
How do you forge prescriptions? Those prescription pads aren't very easy to get. They're customized for the doctor.
Perhaps he... You know, perhaps he claimed one. I don't know. I mean, maybe he said I wrote him one, you know, maybe he took an old. Remember, he did claim it was his old doctor, so maybe he had an old script.
Maybe. Maybe he scanned it in and printed it out. Those things have watermarks and stuff.
This guy's in a wheelchair.
Right.
Who cares if he's writing fake prescriptions?
Sure.
He needs the medication, and he can't get it because of their restrictive drug laws.
You shouldn't even have to have prescriptions to get medication.
Not to my mind. You
should just be able to go to the drugstore.
It's just
and
a racket
buy...
for the doctors.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a protection racket for them.
Yep.
You should be able to go and buy whatever damn prescriptions you want to. There should be no such thing as prescriptions. Just be medication, and you should take the risks. Do your research. Learn about them before you buy them. You know what I want to hear is people out there who have had prescription drug addictions. Those are always interesting stories. If you've actually been hooked on oxycodone, hydrocodone, 800-259-5791 will come back with prescription medications. Hour number two, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.